and welcome to Heartbeat. Now, this week, I want to share with you a little bit about what happened to me this week as I was driving in the car with my mum. We'd been out, and I was the one who was driving. My mum was sitting next to me in the passenger side, and we were chatting about this situation that we have in our lives that we haven't really seen a lot of movement in. This circumstance, it's been the same for a while, and we've been praying about it for a long time, and it hasn't feel like anything's moved. And we're driving along in the car, and we're talking about this, and my mum's sitting next to me, and she's just speaking out truth. She's going, nope, I'm believing that God's going to change this situation. I'm trusting in Him. I'm hoping that things will change. I believe that God can do it. And she's just with her hands, you know, speaking it out in the car while I'm driving, and she's just proclaiming and saying, nope, God will have victory in this situation. And I remember as I was driving, thinking, yeah, God can have victory, but just being really like, you know, we've prayed for a long time and we haven't seen much change, and I've done everything humanly possible that I feel I can to help the situation, but it's at the point of, no, God, you need to come. There's nothing more that I can do. But as my mum's, you know, believing and trusting in God, I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, okay, God, you know, it's obviously too hard, and I've kind of written it off. And I remember as I was driving thinking to myself, hang on a second, Emma, have you actually written this situation off? You've been praying for a long time about it, and have you actually now got to the point where you're going, oh, well, obviously nothing's going to change and this is how it will be for the rest of our lives? And I remember just thinking, no, that's not the God that I believe in. That's not the God that I'm trusting in. The God that I believe in, the God that I trust in, is a God who can make a way, is a God who can make a difference. And today I want to encourage you that if there are situations in your life where you feel like nothing has shifted, that there's been no change, I want to encourage you to trust again, to hope again, and to bring that to God again. Because in sharing that with you, I'm actually saying it to myself because I need to do this again. I've shared with you before that I have a 14-year-old daughter named Hannah, who we love, and she's wonderful. But what I haven't shared with you is that my husband and I have been trying to have more children for about 13 years now. And for whatever reason, doctors don't even know the reason, we haven't been able to have more children. And I think for a little bit, I've put it in the too hard basket. God, I've prayed for this for a long time now, and there's been no change. You know, I've been thinking, God, are you saying to me, no, you're not going to have any more children? Or are you saying to me, not yet? No, which is it, God? Is it no or not yet? Would you just tell me? And I don't know. And I've kind of for a little while just put it in the too hard basket of, well, this is obviously how it's going to be. Nothing's going to change. And I need to go again and say, God, I'm trusting in you again. I'm hoping in you again. And allowing God to do what He wants to do in that situation. And so I encourage you, for whatever your situation is, to do the same. You know, maybe you're going through a health battle, a crisis in your family. Maybe there are relationships that feel irreparable, that nothing can bring the relationship back, that nothing can restore it. Well, I encourage you to trust again. And I want to encourage you with four things about God that we can remind ourselves when we're at these times. And the first thing to remind yourself is that God loves you. We know this scripture well. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, it says, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him won't perish but will have eternal life. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 10, it says, the mountains may shift and the hills may be shaken, but My faithful love won't shift from you, and My covenant of peace won't be shaken, says the Lord. Our God loves us. He's faithful. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 38 to 39, I love this one. It says, I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus, our Lord, nor death or life, nor angels or rulers, not present things or future things, not powers or height or depth or anything that is created. Nothing can separate us from God's love. The next thing that we can remind ourselves is that our God is a faithful God. In the book of Lamentations 3:22, it says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And I love in the book of Psalms, it says, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds." And if I think of how high the clouds are, that shows us how faithful God is to us. The next thing to remind ourselves is that our God fulfills his promises. In the book of Luke chapter 1, it says, "For no word from God will ever fail." And then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, it says, "By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised." Now, I don't want to be 90 when I have my next child, but what I do love about this scripture is that Sarah knew that God was faithful and he had promised. So she trusted in that. We can be assured that God fulfills all his promises. And then the fourth thing that we can do to remind ourselves about who our God is that our God can make a way. And we can pray these scriptures over our lives. In the book of John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." I love that bit. "I have overcome the world." In the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, it says this, "Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" You know, all of those scriptures, I know there's a lot of scripture there and I had to actually stop because I've got so many more written down here. But there are so many traits of God that we can trust and we can be assured that God fulfills his promises. There's a beautiful song I've been listening to lately by a Christian artist. Her name is Kari Jobe. And the song that I've been listening to, it's called Your Nature. And you could look it up. It'd be very easy to find. And I just want to share with you the lyrics of this song because it's so beautiful and it reminds me of the hope that I have in God and the trust that I can keep coming back to him time and time again. And it starts off by saying, "You bring life to the barren places, light to the darkest spaces. God, it's your nature. You bring joy to the brokenhearted, hope to the ones who've lost it. God, it's your nature." And it continues just to speak out who God is and remind us of the God that we believe in and that we love. The chorus says, "There is no desert that your streams can't run to. There are no ruins that your love won't make new. You tell the wasteland that it will bloom again because it's your nature." And I love that. Like, you imagine a wasteland that has nothing. It's just complete desert, nothing there. And it says that God just tells the wasteland, "You will bloom again," because it's in God's nature. I just love it. It continues, it says, "You will restore the years that shame has stolen. You keep the promises that you have spoken. And I know this wasteland will be whole again, because it's your nature." And it just goes on. You can read the second verse and it's just beautiful. And I've just been listening to that every day, reminding myself of who God is. And that when there have been these situations in my life that, if I'm honest, I've been a bit hopeless in them, I've prayed for them for a long time and said, "God, okay, maybe you're just going to leave it like that. But I need to trust again. And I need to go again. And I need to, if those situations aren't changing, I need to go to God and say, 'So God, what transformation are you doing in me while I'm waiting for these situations, while I trust in you that they will change?'" And so I encourage you today that whatever that is for you, because it will be different for me, it will be different from me, I encourage you to hope again and to trust again in the God who loves you, the God who's faithful, the God who fulfills his promises, and the God who can make a way. So why don't you think about your situation right now and let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we come before you right now and we bring to you those situations, those circumstances in our lives where we feel like there has been no change, no shift for maybe a very long time. And Lord, We ask right now that you would make a change. We ask that you would restore our faith, Lord Jesus. We pray in hope, we pray in trust, Lord God, that you have the perfect plan. And we pray that we would be able to trust in you for as long as possible for this circumstance to change. And we lay it before your feet and we thank you that you are a faithful and loving God. And we ask all of this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.